you at Galilee. Move on, move on, move on. Why stand you there? How can you wait as time and life slips by? When peace and joy are close at hand and sweet salvation's nigh. Move on, my brothers, move on, move on to the foot of the rugged cross and bring your sorrows to the carpenter's son, who's paid your every cost, who saved this world and set you free, our Father's only Son. He waits for you at Galilee. Move on, move on, move on. Oh, sinners, take this sinner's hand and walk along with me. The road is rough, the way is long, in heaven's all I see. Move on, my brothers, move on, move on, to the foot of the rugged cross, and bring your sorrows to the carpenter's son, who's paid your every cause, who saved this world to set you free, our Father's only Son. He waits for you at Galilee. Move on, move on, move on. Move on, move on, to the foot of the rugged cross, and bring your sorrows to the carpenter's son, who's paid your every cost, who saved this world and set you free, our Father's only Son. He waits for you at Galilee. Move on, move on, move on.
Thank you ever so much for that wonderful piece of music. And there will be more later in the service. And just one little correction to the bulletin. It says postlude, but the worship service doesn't, there will be no postlude. It will end with the benediction song. And at that point, we'll go and say goodbyes in the Jonathan Edwards room. But it is good to see you. I applaud all of you for your braving this beautiful Hawaiian weather. And hope that you will all drive safely today as you leave here. Are there announcements that anyone would like to share?
Yes. As everybody knows, there will be a coffee hour after the service, as there always is, but this is not just any coffee hour. This is a very special coffee hour. It is a little bittersweet because it's our farewell to Don and Nancy, but we're going to emphasize the sweet over the bitter. So be sure, all of you, since the snow has thinned our ranks, to make sure we all go into the JE room after the service so we can celebrate their ministry and wish them well today. There's a card there that Terry Wise has created that is unique and lovely, and everyone be sure and grab a magic marker and sign it for Don and Nancy. It'll be on the table to your left as you go into the JE room.
Thank you. Other announcements? All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to thank our guest bluegrass musicians. Could you say your names?
A very warm welcome to you on this very cold day. We're glad you're here. Are there any other announcements? All right, I invite us now to prepare ourselves for worship with our call.
We completed our journey to Christmas, and now we begin a new journey. Where are we going? We are going where God will lead us, and God always leads us to adventures.
What should we have?
Faith and confidence in God that we are going on a journey that will be of importance to God. Let us give thanks to God for leading us forward. And would you join with me in prayer? Leading God, who reigns in all times and places, be with us in this time together at the close of this year and journey. Inspire us and direct us towards the paths you would have us travel. Help us to have confidence that all we do in Christ's name, we will not do alone. For every journey you point us toward, you also take. Come again among us and lead us forward. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 455, All Creatures of God Our King.
Thank you.
Our first reading this morning is from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, 12 through 17, page 1027 in your pew Bible. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks to God the Father through him. May God add his blessing to the reading of this, his word.
Children, for those of you who would like to join me up front, I would welcome you up here, and we'll have a few moments. Good morning. Anybody else coming up? No? All right, well, we're here. This is good. How are you today?
Good.
What do you think of all this weather?
I like it.
You like it? I bet I know one thing you don't like about it.
What?
It didn't happen on a school day. You do like that. Okay. Well, it's quite a bit. Did you have a difficult time getting here today in the car? Did you go through the snow and...
Not really.
Not really? Okay, well, that's good to know, because I have to drive today, and I want to know what it's like out there. Yeah, but it's a journey. Whoever came out, look at all these people. Everybody out there drove here today, I think. Maybe a walker or two. But even there, that's dangerous, and it's kind of difficult to do all that journeying along the way. But, you know, do you think that's so much different than the way it is for all of our lives and all of our years, that there's always some difficulty out there, don't you think?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, there's a story in the Bible about Jesus when his parents took him to a feast in Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
You know that story? Yeah, and it was a difficult journey, I am sure, because they had to walk or they had to ride animals, donkeys, sure. And they had some could ride and some couldn't. And, of course, the story of Christmas is really about a difficult journey when they went to Bethlehem, isn't it? Yeah, they had a lot of difficulty. Well, going places is difficult. And it's not just places on the road. It's places in life. As you go to school and you learn all kinds of new things, it's a challenge. It's difficult sometimes. Sometimes it's easy, but sometimes it's difficult. Well, we're Christians. And we come to church, and one of the things we hear here, we listen to here, is that being a Christian is not always easy. Sometimes there are lots of good moments. There are lots of times when things are going well and we're happy, but there are the times when it's difficult. And not just here, but when we try to be a Christian outside there. So as you go on your journeys in life, I want you to know that I hope you have lots and lots of easy joys that you can be glad for. But when you come up against those difficult times on your journey, that's okay too. Just know that you'll probably do something good out of those moments. Okay? She's your sister. You love her, don't you? Good. She said yes. Let's do the Lord's Prayer. And I invite everybody here to share it with us. Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, thank you. I believe you're going back to be with your parents. Is that correct? Okay, yeah. Okay.
I seem to always have a story, and everywhere I go, people ask about stories, and one of the most common questions that are asked of me is, what stories are you going to tell about us? And I think the only way I can answer that is, well, you'll have to come to where I am next and listen, but all good stories, all wonderful stories. It has been a blessing to me to be able to be with you, to be here during these 2 years, and you have given me much, and I hope I've been able to give you much. But God is always giving us more than we can give each other. As we take our offering today, let us be reminded of our call to be faithful givers in all that we do, in all of living, in all of life, in all of sharing. I have no story to tell you other than to encourage you to continue being that strong, faithful giver in all that you do, including the life of the church. I invite the ushers to come forward for a collection of this morning's offering.
Thank you.
God, your faithfulness to us is unending. We present these gifts to you and to your eternal love of each one of us and for all of your world. We pray that those who are able to give will receive that blessing of sharing with others, and that we will each be able to continue our faithfulness to you, not only through the work that we do here in this building and through this congregation, but what we do with the rest of our lives beyond these walls and with the people we share life with. We present these gifts to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
The passage of Scripture, Gospel, that I have chosen to share with you today is out of the lectionary. It's from Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. And hear these words. Now, every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, he went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended, they started to return. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey, and they started to look for him among the relatives and friends. They did not find him. They returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. That ends the reading of the gospel for this Sunday morning. May the words of my mouth This has been a chaotic week for me and for Nancy. We spent almost all of our time just packing and loading and preparing and doing all the odds and ends things that need to be done as we move out and transition the house and the church for your new pastor. And it was on Wednesday afternoon that I knew I had to complete some thoughts for this sermon. And so I sat down with pen and, or with at the keyboard of the computer, to be honest about it, and I worked on it. I'm going to tell you that normally, when I preach a sermon, it is about 4 pages long. You get a page and a half today. In the synoptic gospel, there's really only one story about Jesus in his youth. There are other unknown gospels or lesser known gospels that haven't made it into the Bible, but that do have stories about his youth. But in the synoptics, there's only one, and you just heard it read. It was the feast of the Passover when Jesus was 12 years of age, and he was taken to Jerusalem by his parents for the annual feast. You see, all male Israelis were prescribed and by regulation that they must make the pilgrimage. Now, women were not required to make it, but if they chose to go on it, they were certainly welcome to be involved. It was not uncommon for families to make the pilgrimage, but Jesus, being a boy of 12 years old, he was at the age where he was expected to also go. This is an unusual story because Mary and Joseph misplaced Jesus. And it was a full day into their journey home when they finally figured it out that he's not with them. And then they returned to Jerusalem and spent another 3 days looking for him. Can you imagine yourself doing something or having that kind of setting in your family? I think you would have every right to get very, very angry and upset with your child. Because that person would have frightened you half to death by his or her disappearance. The gospel tells us the story of what happened. And perhaps that theme would be that there is a journey. There is a journey from here to there, and their life is filled with journeys, which is perhaps the best focus that I can think of today. Today, I am interested in talking about the pilgrimage. Pilgrimages are normally associated with holy and spiritual places, such as Jerusalem for Jews, Christians, and some Muslims, Mecca for Muslims, the Ganges River for Hindus, and Graceland for Elvis Presley. A pilgrimage is a journey that is always going to some place of great significance, and those who travel the roads are, of course, called pilgrims. To be a Christian is to be a pilgrim. A pilgrim for all of Christian life, a journey into not only the holy, but into all of God's creation. It is a relationship, the pilgrimage between the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is a relationship as we journey through life with all that God has created. It is a metamorphosis from the old self into a new self, a flower blooming into something of goodness and hope. That's a pilgrimage. Last week, I was reminded of an idea that I once wanted to write about, never did. I'm one of those people who have great ideas about writing, but have yet, other than a sermon or a newsletter article, have yet to even get into with any depth. But I was reminded of an idea that I had. And it is, I discovered it as an interim pastor, and what I learned about being an interim is that my real role is to help congregations go through the in-between stages of life, of congregational life. You're in between pastors. You're in between things. Well, I at one point thought, isn't that true of all of life? Are we not always in between? We're in between all kinds of things. In fact, we're always in the between far more than we're ever in the constant. We are between childhood and adulthood, between adulthood and old age. We are between schools, professions, and jobs. We are between single and married. We are between children and grandchildren. You see, life is filled with the betweens. The constants are the rarity of betweens, which are more the normal. We are always on the way. We are always on the way from one thing to another. We are pilgrims on a road that has no return route to where we started. It is on a road that is filled with detours, speed bumps, layovers, and closures. Pilgrims must understand the difficulty of the road. Sometimes, like Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, people become separated, and we find ourselves fearful. Fearful of having lost what we embraced, fearful of the unknown on a road that has no return route. And then again, once again, we know we are pilgrims. We have been set in a direction established by our Creator. We have been given purpose as people of Christian faith. We are to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to announce that all captives will be set free and prisoners will be released. That is what pilgrims do. And that is the one constant in our pilgrimage. And that we call the church. That is the invitation that we have been given in our following of Lord Jesus Christ, to be the church, to be pilgrims who are fulfilling the many requirements that have been laid upon us. We have been pilgrims together for nearly 2 years, and now our road divides. I leave, giving thanks for the journey, brief though it may have been. I leave understanding that God has blessed me through your friendships, through your care, through your love. I leave with sadness for the ending of a wonderful journey, but gladness that we walked together. We separate, knowing that God leads us on the pilgrimage that we have been set upon earlier, a pilgrimage that continues, maybe on different roads, but still a pilgrimage. But here we go, in another way, in new directions, with new people, to proclaim liberty, to preach good news, to bind up the brokenhearted. Our pilgrimage is not completed because our work is not yet done. From my heart, I say, God bless you. God bless this congregation. May God's blessing be upon the future that will be strong and bright, and that the many jobs and ministries that are before you will be attended to. I thank you from my heart for letting me be part of this wonderful congregation and this wonderful community. I go with your love and knowing that I have loved you. And I have just seen Barbara sitting out there doing the one thing that I will always take with me. God bless you, and amen. Our next hymn is an insert. The title is, O Sing a Song of Bethlehem. I invite you to stand and sing with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please be seated. We're about to enter our time of prayer, both silent and aloud. I invite each one of you to share your joys or your concerns as we prepare ourselves to go into prayer. Others. Tris? In Connecticut? Okay, thank you. Well, thank you. Well. Thank you. We need that. Did I see something?
I just want to pray for my mother and her very last stage of life, and for my brother, her caretaker, for her strength. See her through.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Did I see another hand over here somewhere? Yes, Norm. Okay. Thank you, Norm. Yes.
I just want to say thank you to you. It's been such a joy. We've only been here for a few months, so I caught up at the beginning of your journey here, but it's been really a blessing for our lives to have you.
Thank you so kindly. Thank you. Thank you. We have heard people's requests for you to include in your prayers what they have voiced. Please, during these next few moments of silence, let us be in a prayerful way. And in addition to what you will share with God about your needs, please include the others that you have heard speak today. God, you have listened attentively to our thoughts and utterances that are directed to you exclusively. We are grateful that you are God who listens to everything, to everyone. You are one who pays attention to our hopes and our dreams and also our despairs and our difficulties. God, we are thankful that you care about us. You love us to be involved in all of our life. God, we pray with thanksgiving for those who are healing, for those who are recovering and finding a vitality in life once again, for Rudy, and for all those who are among us who are improving. But God, we also keep in mind those who are having struggles with health and relationships, those who are uncertain about the journey and where they are going. We ask that you be the one that guides each one of us in our walk. You be the one who directs us, and that we be able to listen attentively to every one of your utterances that comes to us in the most mysterious and sometimes very silent ways. God, we know you will be with us always, and we express gratefulness for that. God, we express gratefulness for the years of this, the life of this congregation, for the many centuries that it has been involved in ministry, for the current years that it has continued to work hard and diligently at being faithful. But God, most of all, we ask for your help and your guidance as this congregation moves forward in a new direction with new hopes and new dreams and new visions and a new pastor. God, we ask you to be with all of them, to be with Brent in his new pastoring of this congregation, and may the love that he gives to each one of these be great, and may the people of this congregation be able to love him and John as well. God, we are grateful that you are our God, and we say with the deepest of sincerity, thank you. And we pray this all in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. I invite you to pass the peace. Before we do this song, I ask you all to have patience, because I'm going to sing. Well, you applaud afterwards. I will tell you a little story about what I shared with one of our members who's also an ordained minister. About a month ago, I said, well, I'm going to sing a song. And he looked at me and he said, boy, if I sang a song in church, that'd be the last Sunday they'd have me there. I said, well, duh. The name of the song is Pilgrim. It's bluegrass music. It's written by Steve Earle. And I discovered this some years ago when I was listening to Stained Glass Bluegrass out of Washington, D.C., and commuting on Sunday mornings 2 hours to my job. And I fell in love with it. And Doug has helped organize our group, and the choir will help. And so I bid you farewell with a song. We're but pilgrims on the road, friends. We're but pilgrims on the road, friends. We're but pilgrims on the road, friends. This has never been our home. Sometimes the road is rocky along the way, friends. Sometimes the road is rocky along the way, friends. Sometimes the road is rocky along the way, friends. But we never traveled it alone. We'll meet again on some bright highway. Songs to sing and tales to tell. But we're but pilgrims on this road, friends. Until I see you, fare thee well. There's no need to cry for us, friends. There's no need to cry for us, friends. There's no need to cry for us, friends. Somewhere down the road we'll meet again. I expect to touch his hand, friends. I expect to touch his hand, friends. I expect to touch his hand, friends. Put a word in for you if I can. We'll meet again on some bright highway. Songs to sing and tales to tell. We're but pilgrims on this road, friends. We're but pilgrims on the road, friends. We're but pilgrims on the road, friends. Until I see you, fare thee well. Pilgrims on the road, friends. We're but pilgrims on the road, friends. We're but pilgrims on the road, friends. Till I see you, fare thee well.